Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Formerly a weekly radio show airing on stations in the US and Canada, Simply Scottish is now available as a podcast and contains original features, interviews, news, prize giveaways, and more. Our home on the web is www.simplyscottish.com. Subscribe to the podcast and listen regularly. As always, we welcome your feedback. Email us with questions, comments, and show suggestions at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. In a moment, we'll look at Hogmanay, Scotland's New Year celebrations. First, some music from the band of the Black Watch. This is The Sands of Time. People of Scotland love a good party, and what better time than the end of one year and the beginning of the next? From the end of the 17th century to the beginning of the 20th, Christmas as a holiday was a somewhat muted event in Scotland. Many Scots had to work over Christmas, so their focus for family gatherings and celebration was often at the end of the year. The Scottish word for New Year celebrations is Hogmanay. This word would have come from a handful of possible language sources, including Gaelic, Scandinavian, and French. The most likely source is probably the French, where the phrase homme est né means man is born. Traditions abound at Hogmanay. One of the most popular is the tradition of first footing. This involves being the first person to cross the threshold of a friend or neighbor, and often includes the giving of symbolic gifts such as salt, coal, shortbread, whiskey, and black bun, all intended to bring good fortune to the household. Traditionally, tall, dark men are preferred as the first footer, but those aren't always readily available, especially handsome ones. Coming up, more on Hogmanay, and we'll look at Edinburgh Castle, the site of a magnificent fireworks display every December 31st at midnight. Right now, here's Leahy, with a rousing tune similar to what you'd hear at the outdoor ceilidh during Edinburgh's Hogmanay celebrations. It's called B Minor. While local Hogmanay celebrations are held all over Scotland, the biggest by far is staged in Edinburgh. People from all over the world join Scottish revellers in the capital for an all-day, all-night Hogmanay bash that includes a concert in Prince's Street Gardens, a massive street party, a candlelit concert in St. Giles Cathedral, a torchlight procession, a ceilidh, and a fireworks show. I personally have never attended this event yet, but I'd love to be part of it one of these years. For more information, including tickets and a live video stream of events, visit the official website at www.edinburghshogmanay.com. That's www.edinburghshogmanay.com. In Stonehaven, Aberdeenshire, local Hogmanay custom involves fireball swinging down the high street while the old townhouse bell chimes to mark the new year. The fireballs are cast into the sea while still burning. There's also street drumming and fireworks. In St. Andrews, bakers would bake special cakes for their Hogmanay celebrations, known as Cake Day, and distribute them to local children. In Glasgow and central Scotland, Hogmanay parties involve singing, dancing, the eating of steak pie or stew, storytelling, and drink. And of course, all over Scotland, and indeed all over the world on December 31st, the singing of Robert Burns' poem Auld Lang Syne completes the celebrations. Written in 1788 and set to the tune of a traditional folk song, the title translates from Scots to English literally as Old Long Since, or more idiomatically, Long Long Ago, Days Gone By, or Old Times. For Auld Lang Syne, then, the whole phrase can be loosely translated as For the Sake of Old Times. Coming up, a few words on Edinburgh Castle. Right now, this is Skydance with Years Turning. You're listening to Simply Scottish, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. The fireworks at Edinburgh's Hogmanay come from two sources, Calton Hill and Edinburgh Castle. Sitting atop the volcanic Castle Rock and dominating the Edinburgh skyline, Edinburgh Castle is the most popular paid tourist attraction in Scotland, with over 1.2 million visitors annually. A royal castle from the reign of David I in the 12th century to the union of the crowns in 1603, the castle later became a military base and was involved in many historical conflicts, from the Wars of Independence to the Jacobite Rising of 1745. The garrison left in the 1920s, but there is still a military presence at the castle, and it's home to a number of regimental museums, including the Scottish National War Memorial. Other highlights include Crown Square, the Royal Palace and Great Hall, the Half Moon Battery, and Mons Meg, a 15th-century siege cannon. There's also the 1 o'clock gun, a time signal fired every day since 1861 at precisely 1300 hours, except on Sundays, Good Friday and Christmas Day. I got the chance to visit Edinburgh Castle with my wife during the summer of 2010. It was the first time I'd actually seen the whole thing, despite growing up in Edinburgh. A senior steward, whom I interviewed for this podcast, gave us a private tour. In an upcoming episode, we'll revisit Edinburgh's famous landmark with highlights from that interview. One of the highlights for me during my visit was St. Margaret's Chapel, the oldest surviving building in the castle, and indeed Edinburgh. It dates to the reign of King David I, who ruled from 1124 to 1153. He built it as a private chapel for the royal family and dedicated it to his mother, St. Margaret of Scotland, who died in the castle in 1093. The chapel features beautiful stained glass windows and is still used for services and weddings today. That's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Listen to other episodes and access links to show content and music at www.simplyscottish.com and connect with us at facebook.com/simplyscottish. I'm Andrew McDermott, wishing you a happy new year. Tune in next time for more of All Things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2011, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
For old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for days of old lang syne. We twa here on about the braes and put the gowans fine, but we've wandered many weary fet since days of old lang syne. And we twa he paddled in the barn frae morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid he wood since days of old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for days of old lang syne. Thank you. surely I'll be mine. And we'll tack a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and gie's a hand o' thine. And we'll tak a recht get welly walked for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne.